your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
mask come. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Oh, here we go. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects today. Guns. Guns and ammunition and the current state of affairs with guns and ammunition. And we're broadcasting AM, FM, satellite, internet now. And this broadcast is live. And for the next 2 hours, USA Preparers is going to be talking about guns with our firearms instructor, Jeff Ohms. Jeff Ohms, you've met him at the Get Prepared Expo. He's our senior USAPreparers.com firearms instructor, and he's an armorer. He's a certified M16 and AR-15 armorer, and he's the owner and founder of MOA LLC. And there's a link to Jeffrey Ohms on page one of USAPreparers.com. And you know, when Jeff was in Springfield, we taught a class together. He was the instructor, and I was just the range safety officer. And we taught a concealed carry class, and we offered it at $65, the lowest price in the market by far. And that was a lot of fun. I mean, we had more people than I've ever seen in a concealed carry class. I mean, there might have been other classes close to that in size, but I had never seen one. And it was a lot of fun, and we did that in Springfield. Hey, welcome Jeffrey Ohms.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I don't know about down in Springfield, but it looks like the animals are starting to pair up and head east, so up this way. So we're in for a little bit of a bumpy ride up here weather-wise.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So what are you going to be doing?
Well, after our little discussion today, I'll be heading over to the People's Republic of Illinois to help enlighten them in their firearms purchasing and those kind of things. There's a show over in that side of the river, and we'll be set up over there this weekend.
Where's the show?
It's in Belleville, Illinois, at the Belle Claire Expo Center. It's an 800-table show. It's a good show, always has been. A lot of quality dealers there, good folks. And, you know, unfortunately for the people in Illinois, because they get beat down by their progressive legislators so hard, they are very in tune with their Second Amendment rights and are willing to exercise them at every step of the way that they can within the bounds of the current administrative law. So we're going to do our part to help them get where they need to be.
That's awesome. Now, that's it's in Belleville, Illinois. So that's Saturday and Sunday?
Correct.
Okay. And what was the name of the?
The Belle Claire Exposition Center. It's actually a racetrack and a farm show animal. I mean, it's everything. It's in an ag area, agricultural area, so they do a little everything there. But the exposition hall itself, you know, during the summer they have races over there and dirt track races with modifieds and sprint cars. And I don't know about you, but I love racing. So it's always a good time.
Yeah, I used to race cars when I was a lot younger, and I've blown up my AMX 390 engine 13 times.
That brings a tear to my eye. That was a fine, fine automobile when it would stay together. The engine on those was nothing but fast.
Yeah, it was really fast when it ran, and I did blow it up exactly 13 times, and I still have the AMX right here at the farm in Missouri. We've got two of them. We've got a red one and a blue one, but one's a 390, one's a 290, and they're really, really neat. So, hey Jeff, current market conditions with ammunition. I keep reading stories after story after story that 22 long rifles are just almost impossible to get. Is that true?
It really is, and it's it's not for lack of production. It's supply line and allocation policies, which has to be in place, I think, to make it fair for everyone. Although, you know, back, you know, 6 months ago when you could just walk in and just buy what you wanted when you wanted, it was one thing, and people didn't realize that, you know, that $15, $17 box of 22s was a cheap investment for the future. I think a lot of people learned that lesson. It's starting to flow a little better, but you still aren't able to go in and get what you want when you want it. What we are seeing is a lot of the distributors are holding back for their bigger and better customers, which I get it, rightfully so. But by the same token, once those things even get close to a shelf, they vaporize.
Yeah.
You've got people now, camped out at sporting goods stores, if you will, gun shops, Walmarts, Targets, whatever. Yeah. And they have an inside track. You know, if they paid the cashier $20 to give them a cell phone or a text, hey, I got ammo coming onto the shelf, you know, they're going to be there. It's slowing down a little bit because people are finally tired of paying too much. You know, at 20 cents, almost 20 cents a round, I've seen 22 go for. That's insanity. So I think it's the sting is being felt, and I think people are starting to realize that if they stop, it will start to flow a little better, and everybody can kind of go back to normal.
When you say that they should have bought the ammo at $15 to $17 a box, now are you talking about like a 550-round milk carton? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Let me tell you why I ask you that. I'm hearing absolutely shocking numbers. For example, I bought those milk cartons of ammunition many, many years ago, and they were $7.97 at the Chinese factory outlet. I heard about 2 weeks ago there was a transaction where a person bought a case of them. That would be 10 milk cartons, and each milk carton had 550 rounds. So 10 times 550 rounds, $1,200, or $120 per milk carton of 550 rounds. That is extreme.
That's real extreme, and unfortunately, the good thing is they got what they needed. The bad thing is they paid a lot for it. Now, is it money in the bank? It is and it isn't. You know, most people's copper, lead, and brass have done better than anyone's 401k. They're right up there with precious metals in my book. Because they sit there, they don't ask you for anything, and they don't leave a mess on the floor if you don't take them outside real fast. Well, you got five dogs. I got five. We know how that is. Yours are quiet. Mine are not. You know, the coonhounds like to talk. You know, and what's going to happen, I think, is nobody's going to feel bad, so to speak, for a while if they pay more than they probably should have. They at least have what they need, and that's the important thing. I think looking forward and moving forward, what we're going to see is we're going to have to get used to some supply line issues and not as drastic as we're entering and facing now. But we're also going to have to see and realize that the component cost has certainly gone up at the distributor level. The cost of brass, copper, everything has gone down to raw materials. And once that Kanban style of inventory management control takes effect, you know, all of a sudden the distributors are going, hey, I need this product. Well, the manufacturer says, hey, I can get a little bit more for it because it's costing me more. So everything kind of goes up. We'll see. I think the days of $15 box 22s are over on the shelf. I think they're probably going to go back up to around 20. Expect it when the supply lines open up. Centerfire rifle cartridges, i.e. the 5.56, 223, I think we're going to have to expect living with the 40 cents or 50 cents around pricing in what I would consider normal times moving forward. You know, we all got used to the 35 cent around 5.56 ammo and bought it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a cumulative effect in some regards, and it is what it is. Is that it may, does it make it a good time to get into reloading? Well, yes and no. Yes, because you won't save any money. You'll just get twice as much ammo and shoot twice as much. But right now, components are really challenging to find, and when they become available, they're gone in a flash. I would never tell anyone it's not a good time to enter reloading. But realize that you're not going to be able to stock up on everything you need at once.
You know, when you talk about reloading, is that the hot topic at gun shows? Because, you know, the rifles, are really worthless without ammunition. The shotguns, the pistols, are all worthless, or almost worthless, without ammunition. So is reloading the hot topic when people come to see you?
It's on the short list by certainly and the guys who cater to the reloaders, who that's all they do is, you know, primer, powder, bullets and brass, they're certainly having issues keeping their inventory levels at what they need them to be at, and people are just kind of scrambling. And the good thing is that at least there's some choices, but it's a cycle. I always tell people, look, if you're looking for three components, I don't care what they are. If you find one of them or two of them, just get it. Have them. Because by the time you wait for all three of them to present themselves, the first two are going to be gone again, and you're going to have to wait. And a lot of people have not quite embraced that mentality, and they're finding themselves frustrated because they keep saying, well, I can't get what I need. I'm like, well, what have you found? Well, I found this and this. Why didn't you get it? You know, and finally that message is starting to seep into those folks. And we have a lot of new people in the shooting sports that have to be serviced and satisfied and supported, and they're not sure what the right questions are or what questions they should even be asking and who to believe. That's the biggest thing. You know, we don't do reloading components. You know, I teach reloading, but I don't offer any of those components. So I just encourage folks, if they're thinking about it, and that goes across whether it's a firearm, ammunition, loading component, if you find what you need when you want it, get it. Because
I remember considering buying a Dillon press and a 550, and it was maybe $350. And I thought, well, that's pretty high, because you can get a Lyman for less, single stage. You can get a RCBS for less, and so I bought the single stage because I wanted to control every single aspect, one operation at a time, and I never got the Dillon. And now the Dillons are easily twice as expensive, aren't they?
Oh yeah, I bought my first Dillon in 1989, so, and I'm still running it. And then I got another one in 91, and I'm still, and those are the two presses I use primarily. I still use a single stage for load development, but then I translate everything over to the Progressive. The nice thing about the 550 is, because it's a manual index with multiple stages, you can still control every function. So.
Jeffrey Holmes is with us, and we're talking about firearms and ammunition, and we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with him. We come back on the other side of the break. Jeffrey Holmes, Senior USAPreparedness.com Firearms Arms Instructor. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.6930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.0685, $753.42 for a half ounce, or $376.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.0685, $753.42, and $376.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jeff Holmes is with us. And Jeff Holmes is the owner and founder of MOA LLC, corporation in Missouri. And he teaches concealed weapons classes. He teaches tactics. And he's a certified armorer. Jeff, how would you like us to get in touch with you?
The easiest way is by email. It's moa1911@live.com.
Okay. MOA, as in minute of accuracy, 1911, the number, 1911, as in the firearm, at live, L-I-V-E. .com. MOA1911@live.com. Jeff, there's a lot of discussion in the circles that I travel about the Department of Homeland Security purchasing ammunition. Now, do you think that those purchases affect the availability of ammunition to us? What are your thoughts on what are they doing with so many hollow points?
Well, that's a point of contention. Along, it depends on who you ask and what day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing is now coming out, and it's really reeking of some malfeasance on the part of the federal government and their actions. And I think it's an end run into the Second Amendment that, hey, we're going to lock up the ammunition because Americans typically won't own firearms they can't feed. That's always been the case, especially with some of the foreign military firearms that we've had access to over the years. I remember when the first AK-74s came on the market, we were virtually stonewalled because the ammo hadn't hit the shores yet.
Right.
So people weren't all on board. What happens with the whole DHS thing, I'll kind of try and keep this brief and break it down simply, but basically what they did is they let contracts out. The contracts were picked up by ATK, Olin Winchester, and several others. And they log jammed the process by saying, here is what we're going to ask for, way more than we can ever use. So they said, okay, we'll honor those contracts as time permits. And that's the other thing. These contracts are on timelines. And if they don't meet the timeline, the manufacturer doesn't meet the timeline, they get fined. And they lose the potential forward-moving contract, which is their bread and butter. Only, in speaking primarily of the law enforcement military calibers, only 13 to 18% of the total production is actually for the commercial market. The rest of it is all contract. So they can't really cut their nose off to spite their face, because at the end of the day, that's what keeps the lights on and keeps the machines running. But if they in effect have allocated or promised to the government agencies all the production, they can't really go back on that, and that's what's happened. It's kind of like having a backup contract when you're selling a house or having first right of refusal. Now, the agencies don't have to take all that ammo, and quite frankly, they really haven't taken much. But they've exercised the right so that when they run 40 caliber hollow points down the line, they have to offer them first on that contract. If they decline it, then those go into what's known as the surplus side or the commercial side, and that's where you see those contract overruns of 5.56 ammo and such like that. That's how that works. So right now what they've done is they've just basically locked production down so that they can wait. Now, these contracts are typically quarterly. So every 4 months, they can say, yeah, we'll take that. And they'll take it, and then the next quarter they may say no, and then they'll let that out for supply. And that's kind of what you're seeing happening. So that's why the supply line of ammo is being so spotty, because they're taking some, leaving some more on the table, and they have the right to do that. And the contracts are written to favor the contract writer, i.e. this point, the DHS and Social Security Agency and all the rest of the alphabet agencies that are involved. So that's the effect we're having. Those contracts are now at 3 and 5 year levels. So we're going to live with this for a while, I have a feeling, unless some smaller or independent manufacturers, which are now trying to meet the demand, they're so outpaced, they can't see straight, and they're all drawn from the same bucket out of the same well. So that's where
Marion Barry was a mayor of Washington, D.C.
Oh, yes,
many years ago, and I had a computer manufacturing company, and we got a call from his office. He wanted to buy probably 6 months worth of production from us. I mean, a major, major order. And I refused the order, because I did not want to be involved with a government agency that would tell my company what to do by being a customer. And so I declined that. And that would have been 50% of the sales of our corporation. Just a thought. Jeff Holmes is with us, and MOA1911@live.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Jeff Holmes is with us, and we're talking about guns and ammo and reloading. And, you know, Jeff, one of the things that really bothers me is the division of motor vehicles turning over our confidential information, information that we've entrusted to them. They turned it over to the feds. You know, as a result, the head of the Department of Revenue for the state of Missouri resigned. Not enough. Everyone involved needs to go to jail. And we're working with some of our state representatives and the state senators in Missouri to help make those guys spend some time in jail. Are you getting discussion time with people who come to see you regarding concealed weapons classes? And are they saying, geez, I don't know, you know, those guys violated the trust and our names were sent over. My name was sent over and so was yours, Jeff.
Sure, yeah. Mine's doubly indemnified only because as an instructor I'm on file with many counties in the state. But we are hearing a little bit of that. You know, luckily they just beginning Monday and Tuesday they actually had the subpoenas served and the offending individuals were brought into Missouri State House and basically, you know, raked over to Kohl's to get answers, and they're getting answers, and it's getting deeper. One of the local radio personalities in the St. Louis metro area on 97.1 Talk FM is Dana Lash. Dana is like just this most incredible. She was one of the original founders of the St. Louis area Tea Party, but she is just a firebrand, and she gets it. And I encourage anyone to listen live to her. She's on at noon every day till 3 o'clock. But Dana is on fire. She's been really pushing this agenda and talking to the legislators and keeping the gas turned up on it. And they're going after all these guys who are involved. And it's a Pandora's box. And they're finding out that not only did the Social Security Administration get this list, but so did DHS and the ATF. Allegedly, under oath, they said these records were destroyed. Now, take that as read. Whether or not it was or wasn't, I can't say. But that's the sworn testimony that they were offered. They are looking at making some changes in the legislation of the laws that are coming up, like HB 436 and some others, to make sure that this cannot happen under any circumstances, even if somebody wanted to. I think that at this time, that's probably the least of our concerns about, hey, if I get my CCW, am I going to be on a list? Well, the short answer is, yeah, you're going to be on a list. Your sheriff knows. He has to by law, which is fine. He knows who the good guys are now, and that's okay. Because as armed citizens, we are the correct response to armed criminals. You know, we are actually more responsible than law enforcement, and we are there to help them affect their job should that time ever arise. So keeping that in mind, having my name on that list, I'll be proudly on that list. It's okay. The violation of the trust and the cover-up, whole different matter. That's egregious behavior by our current administration and the Missouri legislature. And Governor Nixon is going to have some answers, and the Attorney General Koster is going to have to make some answers. He's blown his chance as governor of the state, and that was his aspiration. Being silent was acceptance. So.
Well, I can tell you yesterday when I was setting up for the live remote at the DoubleTree Hotel with Dr. Norman Shealy, Dan Swindell, and me up on stage, I had my .45 on my side, and one of the hotel managers was with me setting up the equipment, and she was giving me the access to the network there, and she had no problem with me having my .45 on my side, none whatsoever, even open carrying. It was, you know, it was warm in the room, the air conditioning didn't kick on yet, and so I took my sports coat off, and there it was, right on my side, and she had no problem with it. And I think what's happening is more and more people who might have been afraid previously really like the idea that they are now protected by people who they know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's becoming a lot more accepted by the masses because they see what's going on, and they realize that, well, if you're doing that, then you're sanctioned lawfully by the state and the sheriff, so you had to go through extensive background checks, training, and everything else, so you're probably one of the good guys. I'm okay with that, and they're starting to look at CCW permit holders more as an ally and an asset than an adversary. And that's a great change because those people are now starting to go, well, you know, if my neighbor's doing that, I get, well, okay, maybe I can do that, you know. And that's what we're seeing is a lot of first-time people wanting to buy a firearm and then get the training to be responsible. And that's a good thing. That helps everybody. And it takes the, you know, it countermands all the lies that the mainstream media and that 10 square miles on the East Coast keep pushing out to the masses, and it makes people stop and go, well, wait a minute, if they're not telling the truth about this, what else are they maybe not telling us the truth about? And that opens up the dialogue, and that to me is always a good thing. Are those folks always going to be as involved in the shooting sports and shooting lifestyle as myself or you or others we know? Maybe not, maybe they are, but it doesn't matter. As long as they're involved, that's a good thing because they vote. That's the other thing.
Jeff, I'm hearing more and more. This is something that is kind of surprising to me. I'm hearing people who do not have firearms in their homes saying things like, well, I feel really good because my neighbor has a gun. And, you know, my neighbor has a shotgun, or my neighbor has a sidearm. what I'm saying is they're not saying, I feel really good because I've got my cell phone in my hand and I can dial 911. They're saying, I feel comfortable because my neighbor will come and protect me. My neighbor. And I think that's how my neighbors feel.
Well,
and that's how I feel about my neighbors, because they are armed. Is that something that you're starting to hear more of, or is it just me?
No, I haven't heard that much of that. And if I did, I think I would throw it right back on them and say, well, you know, you're ultimately responsible for your own safety and security. So here, let's go out and let's go shooting, and maybe I can take some of the mystique out of this and show you that you can be responsible. You know, you and I both live in a rural type environment, mm-hmm. and we expect our neighbors to have a mentality of I got your back, you got mine, which we all do. You know, in the urban environment, I think the close proximity is they feel safe. But unfortunately, you know, when seconds count, 911 is minutes away, and mm-hmm. your neighbor is also minutes away by the time he's figured out something has gone wrong.
Yeah, if he's not at work, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, Jeff, I was in the lobby for maybe 15 minutes, and I was talking to this couple, and they're listeners to the broadcast, and they're members of the class. As we were walking into the theater last night at the DoubleTree, I said, "Are you armed?" And the gentleman said, "No, but he has taken his CCW training, and he has not filed it. And his concern was because the information was given to the feds, Social Security Administration, DHS, and ATF." And I said, "Well, look. You know, if there's only three of us on the list, it's you know, they're going to come get the three of us. But the more that are on that list, the harder it's going to be. So I'm on the list, and a lot of my friends are on the list, and I don't have a problem with that. I really don't have a problem with it. We're on the list anyway. I mean, we really are.
The fact that we breathe and buy gas, we're on a list.
Right. And if you've ever bought ammunition with your credit card, those purchases are tracked. Believe me, they are tracked. And if you go and visit firearms-related websites, all of this information is stored. Even if you have an Apple phone and you speak into it for a search, those searches are stored by Apple for 2 years. Believe me, our emails are intercepted and read. There are programs that read and look for specific words, and those are all entered into a database. You are being tracked. And if you think we're kidding, they now have drones the size of coins, little tiny drones the size of large flies, and they're flying all over. So where do you think these pictures come from that we see on the news of these massacres? So we are under surveillance. We are being spied upon. And Jeff, you know, more people are concerned about our government than they are about terrorism. More people are concerned about our government terrorizing us than what we would think would be terrorizing us.
And you know, that sounds kind of strange, but the thing that I look at is historically, that's the American experience. That's how this country, you know, we were born because of that. So the fact that spark is still alive, you know, certainly gives me hope. And the more people we can embrace to that side, and you don't even have to talk about guns, just look at the surveillance state and the you know, they made a great beta test up in the Northeast in Boston. You know, they basically locked down a city, and they proved they could do it. So I mean, people saw that, you know, they saw it live, and that gave them cause for concern, and whether or not a firearm is even on the drawing board for them, it at least opens that dialogue of saying, hey, if you feel afraid, guess what? You're in good company. You know, back in 1774, that same thing happened, and guess what? We became a nation. So I still see a silver lining there. Maybe that's Pollyanna, but I have to believe that at some time, you know, that spirit of 1776, you know, still has a strong heartbeat.
Absolutely. I got a new puppy. He's an English Mastiff, and the reason I purchased him from one of our instructors, Paul Cummings. And if you want to class. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to page number one of USAforParis.com under instructors. You'll see Paul Cummings. And he sells these English Mastiff puppies. Still has some if you're interested. And the reason I bought this puppy was because I wanted to train him to be in the studio with me as a protection dog. And he's turning out to be quite that. His name is Thomas Jefferson, and we call him TJ for short. And the reason this came up in my mind is because Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams, Ben Franklin, those guys were criminals. Criminals. And of the day, the king considered them criminals. We consider them heroes. Very interesting, isn't it? Jeff Holmes is with us, MOA1911 at live.com, if you'd like to contact him. MOA1911 at live, L-I-V-E.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about guns, ammo, and I've got some more questions about the shortage.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNLive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jeff Holmes is with us. He's a senior USA for Paris.com instructor. You've had a chance to see him at the Get Prepared Expos. And you've seen him at the training that we do right here in the Ozark Mountains for CCW classes. Jeff, with ammo being very, very short in supply, I noticed something that was kind of alarming to me. I heard off in the distance over the weekend blasting of what sounded like 9mm and 40 caliber and shotgun blasts. I mean, for an hour, boom, 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 over and over and over, rapid fire. And I'm thinking, why are we doing this? I mean, this ammo is so hard to get. It didn't make any sense to me. You know, what I do is I've got an AR-15. And I've got a conversion bolt for it, the same kind that you sell, and I'll shoot 22s out of it rather than the 5.56s or the 223s, and I have a conversion for my 45, and I will shoot 22s out of it rather than 45s when I'm practicing. What do you recommend we do in this situation? I mean, if we practice, and we use up all of our ammunition, we don't know if we can get any more, right?
Right, and that's a great point. Yeah, we should be training. Using the 22 conversions is probably still the most economical way to go about that, even though it's in short supply. And just keep the training sessions to a minimum. And like you said, hearing your neighbors in the area hammering away tells me a couple things. A, I'm glad they're getting trigger time because these are perishable skills. But B, what that tells me is, you know, how combat effective are they being when they're firing in that manner? Probably not what they should be. You can tell the guys who know what they're doing because you'll hear 2 to 3 round bursts, if you will, in semi-automatic fire. That means they're engaging properly, holding on target, and making hits. But the 22 conversions on the ARs, the 1911s, they have them for CZs, for SIGs, for everything, is still the way to go. But there's a lot of other things that you can do that don't require the expenditure of actual live ammunition, which is still the best thing, don't get me wrong. I mean, trigger time is always the best thing with actual rounds. You know, there was a commercial on during the break about some accessories for the Soviet-style gear, and they mentioned the Motion Nagant rifle. Still, to this day, one of the best bargains in the firearm world. Yeah, it only holds 5 rounds. It's bolt action. But here's the thing. You can pick one of those up that's been arsenal refinished for about $200. A tin of 440 rounds of ammo is still about $90 to $100. And
wow.
You've got a very effective rifle out to 500 and 600 yards. How effective? Well, there was a little guy from Finland during World War II that had more confirmed kills than all of the snipers of World War II combined. His name was Simo Haiha. He used a stock Mosin Nagant rifle without a scope, and he was an absolute terror on the Axis powers. So it's an effective rifle. It's a great rifle. I encourage everyone to have one or two or five. But in the meantime, those of us that have the more modern musket, the .22 conversion is still the way to go. But there, like I said, there's other training. Work on your manual of arms. I mean, how familiar are you with the system of your choice? In the dark, under conditions, out in the rain. Can you do a fast, effective magazine change? You want to know how fast you need to be? Fire as many rounds as you can in 3 seconds. And then think about, that's probably what's incoming at you if you were on a two-way range while you're doing a magazine change. So work on getting your magazine changes. Work on failures to extract, failures to feed, problems. Work on your sling system. Learn how to shoot around corners. I mean, all these things can be done. Learn how you maneuver in a tight space. What works for you? How much gear do you have? How little do you have? All these things. That is worth its weight in gold, and you can do that without firing a single round in a safe manner, and that will get you much more in tune with the system of your choice. It will build muscle memory, so if the time should ever have to occur that you need to use the firearm as it was intendedly designed, you will default to that level of training, and you probably will be effective and walk away from the day.
Jeff Holmes, MOA 1911 at live.com. MOA 1911 at live.com if you'd like to get in touch with him. And Jeff's going to be in the gun show. That's this weekend. It's at the Belleville, Illinois, Belle Claire Expo Center. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Jeff Holmes, MOA 1911 at live.com. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. It's always great to hear your expertise on firearms. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, LED lighting. We'll be right back.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.